This call is being recorded.
Hi, who else is on the line?
Hear it okay?
Yep.
Okay. We're not the only ones, huh? Lusk, Wendy's on, and us. They have us listed as Worland. They have us listed as Worland. Yeah. I put on the newsletter, the health fair, March 9th, but we didn't have any information other than the date. And I put about the birthday, lunch the 25th, and the birth and the Super Bowl boards, football boards. Yeah, that's next week, birthday lunch. Yeah.
Man, it's January. I'm like,
Green River.
Hi, everyone. I see people are starting to pop in. This is Heather at the state. As you're starting to pop on, just as a housekeeping reminder, if you want to go ahead and mute your phones just so that we don't have too much background noise. And I have the time at 12:55, so we'll wait another at least 5 minutes to let everybody get on the call. And then we'll get going once we've got everybody on. And thanks so much for being with us.
I don't know. If we're on computer, do we need to do a mute?
Yes, I believe that there should be an audio option to be able to mute from your computer if that's how you're accessing audio. I think you can mute your computer microphone. I'm not entirely certain, though, because I'm using my phone, so I'm not sure how the computer works through Uber.
Oh.
Click on that, too.
Speakers. I imagine that's how it works. Is it picking up your microphone, I'm guessing?
I was doing the volume and it just takes away your voice. We don't want to take away yours. We want to take away ours.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So then we don't have too many competing.
Well, we will see if we can find a way to do that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and like I said, we've got a couple minutes still for everybody to get on.
So. Is that?
Mute. Mm-mm. I'm doing all right. I did the attention says.
Pitch. Okay.
Sorry.
Close the door.
Yeah. And you know, it looks like because I'm the organizer, it looks like I might be able to mute you.
Yeah. Oh.
Which
we're canceling.
Rude, but if you can't figure it out, let me know and I can try that if you'd like me to.
Yes,
but,
you
but only at your request because like I said,
that would be fine.
Okay. Once we get a little closer, I can go through and do that. So looks like we've got a bunch of more people popping on, which is awesome. So we'll give it a couple more minutes still, and wait until 1 o'clock and then get going. So.
This is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks for joining. We've still got a couple people popping on, so we're
okay.
Going to just hang for a little bit and wait for everybody else to get on, and then once we get a little closer to 1 o'clock, we'll go ahead and get going.
Thank you.
Good thing. Thanks.
How do you mute, just in case I need to know how to do that?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's a housekeeping item I was going to bring up again as we get a couple more people
okay.
going on. Yeah, if everybody could mute, that would be awesome, just so that we don't have competing background noise and whatnot. If you're on your phone, obviously just mute your phone. If you're accessing through your computer, you can either mute your computer microphone, or I think there should be an option on your screen to be able to mute. If not, as the organizer, I can mute you as well.
I might have you just manually mute me, because I don't see where there's a mute even on my phone.
Okay. I can sure do that.
Okay.
So for everybody who just popped on, we're going to give it just another minute or two. Make sure everybody gets on, since it's not quite one yet, and we'll go ahead and get started.
Agenda for a second.
Oh.
Yes, probably.
We are starting the second quarter. Yeah.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. This is Dirk Dykstel. See, it's already 1:01, and I know we got a pretty tight schedule here. So I think we're just going to go ahead and get started. I hope everybody's got an agenda. I sent out an email yesterday with the contact information and with the agenda items that we're going to discuss today. If not, we're just going to go over everything right now, and really, really appreciate everybody attending this call. We'd like to continue doing this. I think Heather will probably send out a survey after the quarterly call to make sure that we're getting all the information that you feel is important across to you, and make sure that these are still effective and efficient conference calls, because we know you're very busy and we don't want to take too much of your time. But at the same time, we'd like to get some information across to you, as we feel it's pretty important. So just want to do a really quick introduction that, you know, this is the start of 2018, and we are doing very well, I feel, in the invoicing for the first 3 months that have gone through. Just a couple of things of note. The average business day from when you guys submit to us to when we actually process, or you see a payment processed by the state and it goes into your bank account, is anywhere between 5 days to 7 days. That's about what we're averaging right now, depending on the month. October, we were around 5. December, we're around a little about over 4.5. And then in November, we're a little higher, and that can be due to holidays and whatnot. But just expect that's about the time frame we've been working on. I feel that's a little bit more efficient than we used to be last year, so we're always trying to get better. But that's something that I feel like everybody can start to expect, is around that time frame of 5 days to 7 days after submission is usually about the time frame we're processing invoices currently. I also want to mention that I feel things are going much better after the first 3 months of this new quarter. We've gone down from 70 late payments or payments being submitted by providers late to only 26 in December, which that's significant and a very big drop. And just a testament to how well everybody's doing across the state. Again, want to give everybody a big thank you for working with us through these new requirements. And I know it's been it's been tricky and it's been difficult, but it's something that we've had to move to. And I appreciate everybody's hard work and working with us as well. If there's ever any issues, please contact me or Lisa. We would love to hear if there are any issues and try to work those out as best as possible. But again, a big thank you to everybody through working through this process. We're going to hear from Weiss updates, Pulse updates, and Title III B and C updates today. Kind of going on a little bit of a tight schedule here, so I'll go ahead and turn this over to Lisa, who's going to give us an overview of the aging division and a big update. So I'll turn this over to Lisa now.
Well, hello, everybody. Good afternoon. I hope that each of you are doing well. I don't really have much of an update, just to let you know that I really appreciate you joining our call today, our quarterly call. I look forward to continuing these calls, as it's really a way to provide support to you and to help us identify any concerns or needs that you may be having. You know, it's hard to believe, but it's been nearly a year since I started here at the Aging Division. It's gone really fast. In the beginning, I had a goal to visit as many providers as possible for the first year. Although I haven't been to as many places as I wanted, I don't know how many, I think about 20 I've met with. I've enjoyed every single one that I have visited, and I'm looking forward to continuing that journey. You may recall when I first presented, I think it was at WSSB, or it could possibly have been at WSBD or both, I spoke to you all about the importance of the community living section providing support to you, our providers. You know, we realize you are doing important work and have a lot to do, and the last thing you need is for us to get in your way. So I believe we have made strides in providing that support and trying to streamline efforts. I know there's requirements, obviously, that we have to stick to, and so sometimes that can be a hindrance, but I feel like I'm hoping that we're streamlining those efforts for you. I'm really proud of the work that you do. I'm very proud of Dirk's leadership. I feel like he's really worked hard to streamline processes as much as possible and to ensure that we're providing that good customer service. And I'm really proud of our team's efforts as well. They've really come together. We've had a lot of changes, as you know. We lost a position a couple of years ago, so we're always feel like we're running short. And then we've had Linda resigned or retired just this week. And so there's always a lot of changes, but I feel like we're working hard to work through those. And as you'll see from the agenda, we have some exciting things coming down the pike, things that we really feel are important, like, for example, Sam's training to try to streamline that effort and continue providing you that support. We know SAMHSA in particular, training individuals on that program is time consuming. And then if you have a turnover, we have to do it all over again. It takes a lot of time on our part, but a lot of time on your part as well. So we're hoping by providing that training that will help. And I just, you know, as Dirk mentioned in his introduction, we really want you to reach out to us. The other day, I had a provider call and with a concern, and she, you know, apologized for bothering me. And at the end of the call, I thanked her for calling, because there's no way we know if there's a problem unless you let us know. And so the only way to improve is for us to know about those issues. So thank you, you know, and just please feel free to call anytime. Big aging division updates. I don't have a lot. I know you probably saw in the budget there was a $250,000 reduction. That was actually not a reduction. It was a one-time funding for WSSB. I guess it was and last year that the governor put in, you know, there was that big cut, and then the governor put $250,000 back in, or the legislature did, for one-time funding. And so although it does appear to be a cut, it's just going back to what the original cut was. So I'm not sure how that will look, how that will shake out at the end of the budget session, but that is definitely, that was proposed. And we're just, I don't know if you heard, we also proposed to privatize the two facilities, the two long-term care facilities, one in Basin and one in Thermopolis, just because we do have such big general fund cut needs, and we did not feel like we should take them anymore from the community living section. So I don't know where that will go. I'm hoping it doesn't go through, but, you know, if it does, we'll work with that. So we'll just have to see. But other than that, I don't think I have a lot of updates, and I know we're very crunched on time. So, again, I just appreciate you joining us today. I know you're very busy, and we look forward to continuing this call, as well as some upcoming webinars that I think Caitlin and Dirk will be talking about. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thanks, Lisa. So moving forward with the quarterly call we got going, I just wanted to reiterate what Lisa had just said. Linda Chasson has retired from her position as the Quality Assurance Specialist and the WISE Coordinator or Project Manager. And that position is currently being posted and is to be filled. In the interim, Jeannie Shenneman is going to be filling in for Linda until we do fill that position. She will solely be doing the WISE coordination and WISE payments and any quarterly or any calls you have, questions regarding WISE, please direct those to Jeannie, as she'll be taking those at this time. Every other program manager in the section has been trained on WISE payments as well, so there should be no delay in WISE payments. They should flow just as they have in the past and be processed in a timely manner. But if there are any programmatic questions you may have, please direct those to Jeannie, as she will be taking the majority of those. I also just want to say to everybody, Linda for her service. She has been here a long time and was a very big asset to the community living section, and we are going to miss her, but we look forward to a new beginning. And I'm going to turn it over to Jeannie now for some caregiver and WISE updates.
Hi, everyone. I don't really have a whole lot of updates, just that if you haven't submitted your monthly December invoice, please do, so that we can get you paid for both WISE and caregiver. And if I have any questions, you know that I will call you. And also a gentle reminder, WISE's second quarterly program and financial report are due. And please remember to include your SAMS reports, and then caregiver's first quarter program and financial reports are also due, and please remember to submit your SAMS reports for that too. Anybody have any questions? Thank you.
Thanks, Jeannie. And I also just want to add that we are approaching the end of the project period for the WISE grant, meaning that this year we'll have to go through an RFP process. We are currently writing that RFP. The public notice should go out in a few weeks, if not sooner than that. And we will definitely notify you all of when that does go out. But just so everybody can kind of put that on their calendar and know that that's coming up, this is the RFP year or the competitive grant year. So please do mark your calendars for that. Now we're going to turn to just some updates on new and upcoming resources that are going to be added to the CLS webpage. As it stands right now, the Community Living section has a Provider Resources tab that, since I got here, I kind of felt was generally underwhelming in terms of the resources we provided to you. After taking some other priorities like the state plan and quality assurance, doing those priorities first, we've now turned our attention to really updating policies, which I thank everybody that has been thoroughly engaged in helping us throughout the subcommittee calls for both SAMS and for the Title IIIC policies and procedures, we've been going through and updating those. Caitlin will be giving a little bit of an update on that, but that will come out soon of new updated policies. And the SAMS, we've really gone through and done a whole restructuring of how SAMS training is going to happen. Basically, what with SAMS we have done is we have developed a six-week modular course that is pretty well standardized with the curriculum that will be posted here shortly. And we are going to start developing videos to be posted, generally YouTube videos that are going to be posted on the website, so that at any point in time, that should be the first layer of SAMS training and make that more fluid and standardized and easier for each provider, so that you don't have to schedule a call with Jeannie or Heather. Instead, the training can really be done through that, through completing each of those videos. There will be a little bit of extra on the back end, but this should really make it more efficient and more on your time, as opposed to having to schedule, you know, weeks on end of sessions with Jeannie or Heather. So please look to those. That will be up here shortly. I expect to start getting them up within the next month, or hopefully within this current month, but those should be posted soon. Along with that, we are also going to develop any other calls that we have that are similar to this. This is kind of our pilot test here. We're going to start recording, and we're going to start posting those quarterly calls or new directors training or any webinar that we really do as a section, and make sure that that's put on the provider resources tab of our webpage. Hopefully this will streamline and make everything a lot more efficient, and there won't be too many, you know, he said, she says, or just everybody's on the same page. So I really think that's going to be an asset to everyone, and hopefully that gets rolled out very, very soon. We're working hard on that, but I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that. Along with the web page being updated, I just want to have a couple key dates that I'd like everybody to mark down on their calendar. Right now, on February 7th, we are going to conduct a new director training via webinar. This is something that has been offered by CLS in the past, and we want to continue to do, and we're going to do this semi-annually. We know that there's a lot of new directors right now, and this is something that we feel is not only good for new directors, but should also be good as just a refresher course of, hey, what's the basics, what are the policies, and how do I do everything from filling out an invoice to what are certain requirements that I should know as a new director. That will be done November 7th, and it will be done via webinar, similar to how we did the subcommittee policy and procedures. We did basically a telecast from one computer of sharing a screen and going through a presentation that way. Should be pretty streamlined. That will also be posted to the CLS webpage, should anybody not be able to make that. The information should still be obtainable that way. Besides that, we are also, as I mentioned, finalizing the C policy and procedures. We started with the C program because that's the most encompassing program and probably had the highest need for clarification and solidarity in its policies and procedures. The Title III C1 policies are pretty well done. C2 are still being developed, and we're getting really close there as well. Caitlin will be providing a webinar format presentation to go over any changes. That will be scheduled here in the near future. So also, please look out for emails for that, because that will be very informative, but that will also be posted to our website. So if you aren't able to attend that webinar, please know it will be posted on the website as well. Besides that, Caitlin is also doing a nutritional training, as we had promised a few months back. We are starting to roll those out. That will be presented as well via webinar and will be available to the website as well. Besides that, I'm going to move forward here now, or actually a little bit ahead of time, which is nice, to Heather, and she's going to give us a little bit of a Pulse program update as we are nearing the end of that development as well.
Thanks, Dirk. So the Pulse work group has been working hard. We've been having calls to discuss updating the Pulse bracelet. So as some of you might know, if you're not familiar, let me just give you a quick background update. Pulse stands for Provider Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment. If you're not familiar with it, we do have a tab on the CLS webpage, and I encourage you to look into that, because it's something that many of your clients might be interested in. So you can provide them some information on that. So we recommend pulsed forms for people who are frail and have serious illnesses. So pulsed a couple years ago replaced the Comfort One bracelets, and we have since received a lot of feedback from constituents that they really liked having a bracelet, and the pulsed form does not, until now, did not have a bracelet that accompanied it. So we've been working with the pulsed work group to provide a bracelet or have a bracelet available. And so we've worked hard. We've reached out to vendors. We worked on an RFP and have secured a vendor that we're now working with called Sticky J Medical. Again, all of this information is available on the CLS website. It's linked. And so we now have a pulsed bracelet available for purchase if people want to purchase a bracelet to go with their pulsed form. People do have to have a valid pulsed form filled out and signed by their physician. If they have that, they can go ahead and send a copy of that off to Sticky J Medical and receive that pulsed bracelet. So basically, my update is that we've finally gotten that all figured out and all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. So anyone who is interested in receiving a pulsed bracelet can now do so if they have selected the DNR option on the pulsed form. So that was a lot of work on a lot of people's part. So congratulations to everyone on the pulsed work group. It took us a little while to get there, but we did. So if you have any questions about that, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. If you need some pulsed forms or you want the pulsed FAQ brochure, definitely let me know and I can get you some more information on that. Thanks, Dirk.
Thanks, Heather, for the update. In addition to that, I just wanted to clarify that Sticky J is just the recommended source. There is other vendors out there. However, the Wyoming Department of Health would recommend anybody that is looking for a pulse bracelet to please use Sticky J, as they have the standardized format that all EMS providers will understand and recognize. So thanks again, Heather, for that update. We're going to move now to Caitlin, who's going to give a brief Title IIIC update, along with a few other things that she'd like to discuss as well.
Hi, everyone. Dirk kind of covered a lot of the things I wanted to talk about. Mostly just the big thing I've been working on is updating the policies. So thank you to the committee for your effort. Obviously, we'll want feedback from all of the providers. So we will be having a webinar, as Dirk mentioned, with pretty key policies that will be changing and that would have the most effect on most people. Also, I just wanted to note that I did send an email to see providers about the resources on the website. So under nutrition services, there's various different topics and categories for nutrition. Feel free to use any of those documents. And once the policies are updated, anything within the policies that I reference to or would recommend you using will be on the website. If for some reason it's not, then obviously please let me know. But I just wanted to let you know that that's available for you to use. Also, another project I'm working on is the meal cost reporting tool. So I know in the past this was required quarterly, and this is something that's changing in the policies as well, but this will just be an annual form and tool that I will need. And again, I'm working on creating that tool. But if for some reason the guest fee changes, I do need notification of that. That's a new policy, but it's instead of you doing the meal cost reports quarterly, it'll just be notifying me of those guest fee meals. I also, as Dirk mentioned, I'm doing nutrition trainings. So the topics for the first trainings will be food safety and menu guidelines. So I'm hoping to provide some clarification on those topics. And then also the new director training. So I think that's all I have for today. Does anyone have questions?
When will you have that training for nutrition?
I'm not sure yet. I'm still working out logistics on recording webinars. So I'm hoping within the next month, but no set date yet.
Okay, thanks.
What we'll do with that is we'll just go ahead and send out a doodle poll as we have for these, setting up the new director's training and setting up this quarterly call. Actually, if everybody doesn't mind, has that been an okay format in scheduling, and has that been, you know, pretty convenient?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yes.
We'll probably keep going with that. And thank you all again for, you know, responding. I know that takes a little bit of time, but I think it's really efficient and it works out pretty well. So we'll probably send out that scheduling for the nutritional training here shortly, just so we can get that on the books. But we'll, as Caitlin has said, we're just trying to make sure that we get the recording down pat before we actually go to a live format, just so that we don't miss it and have to do it again. So, Caitlin, do you got anything else?
No, I just do want to say, too, that the topics for nutrition may apply to either the dietitians or other staff who help in menu planning, or also, obviously, kitchen staff involved in food safety. So if they can't be there for the webinar, obviously, it may be a good option to have them watch the webinars on the internet once they're uploaded. So if they can't be present, that's no big deal, because hopefully we'll have that as a resource. So I just wanted to say that as well.
Hey, thanks, Caitlin. Okay, so then for the final piece, we've moved through this pretty briskly, which is good. The final piece is just going over some issues that we've seen with reporting for Title IIIB and C programs. I'm going to turn this over again to Caitlin and to Betty to go through just some of the issues that they've seen and hopefully provide some clarification on some of those things that we've seen common issues. So I'll turn it back over to Caitlin and let them take you through that.
So I guess one thing that I just wanted to point out is that on the instructions for the C programs and the monthly report sheets for this fiscal year, the state rate is incorrect on that sheet. So I'm going to tell you what the state rate is, and if you do not have it, please use this number. Usually it populates off the meal count, so if you're using that expenditure, it should be that number that populates from the meal count. If not, then you need to use this rate. So the rate is 0.07097. Again, it's 0.07097. So please do not use the number listed on the instruction sheet. It was entered incorrectly, so please use this number.
We'll send that out via email after this as well, but we just wanted to address that. And Caitlin, can you explain a little bit why, what issue you're seeing because of that?
Well, I guess if most of you are aware of this, that once your program income is spent, which you have to expend first, that leaves your total expenses to differentiate between local match, federal, and state. So if for some reason you didn't use the allowable amount based on meal counts and your expenditure is less, then you would need to calculate the state rate, because we have to meet that local match or the state minimum amount to the federal amount. So we can't just pay you a certain amount of state. It has to be that specific rate to the federal amount that we're paying you.
So in the directions, it was 0.09097, and now it's changing to 0.07097?
Yes. So like I said, if you have just gone off the allowable amount, it doesn't or hasn't affected you. But if you hadn't, which if it's easier just to talk to me via phone, that's fine as well. But no, it's 0.07.
That was a keystroke error. This is Kristen. That was a keystroke error on my behalf, my error when doing the instructions, and it was just never caught after we did send it out to everyone. If you just change the first 9 to a 7, that does rectify the problem, if you just want to look at it that way as well.
I think that was all on my end for now, Dirk, for reporting.
Great. Okay, that sounds good. Is there any questions on the C program at all right now? Then I'm going to turn it over to Betty to talk about some of the reporting issues that we've seen with monthlies on the B program.
Thank you, Dirk. Hi, everybody. First of all, I have to, you know, thank you for your help in, you know, supporting Jeannie, completing reports and answering questions while I was gone. Now I'm back. If you have any other questions, please direct it to me so that, you know, I can help you and relearn my program again. With what Kaylin mentioned about reporting on the 3B reporting, I just want to reiterate that for Title 3B monthly invoices, you don't need to submit a SAMS report with that. You only need to complete the invoice and also submit the P&L with it. No SAMS report is required. And on the formula, for the state portion, if you already, you know, have the total request for reimbursement, that is the total that you have to take out the program income first, and then whatever portion that you proportionate for your local match, and then the rest of it, you will be requesting federal and state reimbursement. That total you need to multiply by that 0.07858 in order to get the state portion, and then the grand total of the reimbursement will be federal plus the state portion. And if you are consistently doing that at the 3 month or quarterly reconciliation, you will have a very correct, you know, matching number with your P&L. So that we can, you know, submit the quarterly timely and also accurately. And other than that, I don't have any other area. And if you have any question for me, I would like, you know, to hear from you, or you can, you know, just email me, and I will try to respond as quick as I can. Thank you.
Thanks, Betty. We're very, very happy to have you back. At this time, I'd just like to open it up. We have a little bit of time, actually, which is wonderful, for any questions that may arise or that you have right now.
This is Sharon. I was just wondering, when you do present at WSSB meetings about something from the community living section or at WASFIDI, will those be recorded too and put on the website? Because in the past, stuff has been said there, and if you don't attend it, you never know because nothing has ever been sent out.
Yep, that's a really good point. And I will work with Marge and with Lisa to hopefully get their permission to record that as well. That's kind of outside of our discretion of whether they would like that recorded. But if not, I can promise that anything from now on that is presented or make a rise will be posted via at least a release of information. But I will work with those two groups to see if they would allow us to record our sections of that.
Thank you.
For any other questions? Well, on that note, we'll give a little bit of time back to you all, I guess. Thank you very much for this call. Again, we really do appreciate your time, and hopefully this has been efficient and informational. So, again, if there's any questions or anybody wants to talk to me individually, please reach out. Give me a call or send me an email. Either is fine. Thanks again, and we'll see you all here shortly.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Did you guys take attendance?
We have an aggregate count. We didn't take attendance, though.
Okay, I was just wondering, because I came on a couple minutes late. This is Jana from Sundance. I wasn't sure if you did or not.
This is okay. Kathy and Powell. Sorry, Dirk? Hello?
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, just, you've got a question, it looks like, online.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Thanks, bye.
Anyway. Thank you. Bye.
No. They're special. I put a question right there for
you.
I do. I don't care if I didn't, but I do.